shoot. It's your boy, the warlord of Antifistan, Timmy, two-time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
As the warlord of Antifistan, I want to introduce my co-host, the warlord of the Salty Show, Solly Saul. What's up, my friend?
Well. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or Chazlandia. And no, it's not the new season of Naked and Afraid, but it's very similar. And it was supposed to be Seattle's version of an autonomous society that was to bring utopia on Earth. However, it's only managed to compel the world's laughter. All right. Also, for socialists, the future is known. It's the past that keeps changing. We'll tell you the latest efforts from the left to erase American history. Not good, folks. Not good. Now that the riots have somewhat settled, guess who's back like clockwork? You guessed it, COVID-19. And this time, it's targeting conservative rallies. Get your hydroxychloroquine, folks. It's going to be a bumpy summer full of love. And lots of abolishing of sanity. Cancel culture has run amok. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show.
.com.
.com. All right, let's get to this. We're missing Heidi today. I don't know. Where's she at, Jeremy? Where's Heidi? What's going on with her?
She's babysitting a dog.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
nothing too super exciting.
Nothing crazy. All right. So, again, let's get to Chazlandia, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Again, it was supposed to be the leftist utopia, but if we look at what's happening, you'll notice a microcosm of what has happened when socialism has taken control of a country and what will happen in America if we don't wake up. Now, I have made a list and I've compiled a list from across the Twitter world of things where these leftists have basically thrown out all their values and everything that they opposed and supported. They've thrown it all out the window for the chance to create their own little society. And I'm going to read out to you the list, and then I'm going to go one by one as far as how they have basically, again, contradicted themselves in what they supported. The first one, walls are divisive, right? Remember, we saw this all over the TV, all over social media. Walls are divisive, and say no to border walls. The next thing was the border patrol was racist, right? We all heard this every day for, you know, about a year ago, we were hearing this. IDs are racist. Guns kill people, right? These are leftist ideas. And I'm going to show you again how in their Chaz zone, in this autonomous zone, they have, again, thrown that out the window. Republicans are racist. Hear this every election cycle. Police brutality is rampant. Right. These are things that they try to sell us, and they supposedly are for democracy. All right. So let's talk about the first one. Walls are divisive. Yet one of the first things that this autonomous zone did was they built borders. Was it six blocks, Tim? I think it's six blocks in the middle of Seattle that they've basically blocked off. You can't get in. You can't get out unless you go by who? Somebody who's patrolling.
Do I get a passport? Do I need a
border? No, they have they have border patrol there. They have border patrol.
Can I get an education visa or something and get in and I get my learn on? I can learn how to become an Antifa socialist.
They have a border patrol that has checkpoints and they're asking for IDs.
They have people all around the borders with guns.
With guns, exactly.
So wait. So let's take a look at the gun part of this. I don't know much about Seattle. I mean, are they an open carry kind of state? Are they concealed carry kind of state? Where's their stance on gun control in the Second Amendment?
So Chaz is its own country inside of the United States. So when you walk into Chaz, it says now entering Chaz, leaving United States. So technically, they've created their own country inside the United States of America.
No, technically, there's no rules.
There's no rules.
You can't just take portions of the sovereign United States and create another country out of it.
Oh, we're going to talk
about sarcasm
that.
In that. There was sarcasm in that.
We'll talk about that.
Basically, they created this country. So the cops don't go in and out. You know, like they did go in like one day.
With their permission.
And to
with
see
their
what's
permission.
Up. Yeah, with their permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, pathetic.
Yeah.
And like
this
Tim says,
this is ridiculous.
They had AR-15s. They were dressed in military-style gear. And this is, the crowd that yells guns kill people. This is why we need to get rid of guns. And yet they are armed to the teeth, protecting their borders. Another thing that we heard, Republicans are racist against Mexicans. These guys deported their first Mexican. I'm going to have that video. Let me show you. So here, for the listener, is a Mexican guy. He's shirtless. I wonder if that's why they're kicking him out. But he's being shoved out of the autonomous zone because, I don't know, he probably didn't have papers. But he's a Mexican. Being deported. He put that. Now, here's another thing that happened. Again, supposedly the Republicans are racist. There's no Republicans in this autonomous zone. But yet they have gardens. They started their own garden in because they ran out of food, so they needed a garden. So they built this garden, and on it says for blacks only. So they're segregating the blacks already in this autonomous zone.
And plant allies. They have and plant allies. I don't know what that means. What's a plant ally? I don't know. But it's
I'm confused.
I left my answer. Yeah, we're all confused.
Okay. Next.
All right. Next point. Police brutality is rampant. In the first few days, in this autonomous zone, a Christian man could not preach about the gospel. In fact, he was put in a chokehold because, they didn't like his message. So there's this guy. Not really, man. They have you. Now, here's the irony about
this. With a chokehold.
He got a chokehold on him. Now, another thing was that they won't let this Christian guy speak, but by all means, a naked guy running down the street is okay. There's no problem with I'm being serious, dude. There's children in the autonomous zone, and there's a naked man running all over the streets. The leftist utopia.
Earthquakes.
The leftist. Yeah, exactly. He was talking about earthquakes. All right. And then the last point that I wanted to make was that they are all about democracy. Yet they have rules. They made rules that nobody voted on. They had no elections, but they have rules. They have them listed out there. And they also have unelected leaders. And there were no elections for these leaders who are leading them. So, again, they're not about democracy. They're about implementing their socialist ideas.
And communism.
Exactly. Communism.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
I have questions. So, this is happening in Seattle, and this is all happening under the governance of the mayor or the governor?
And Jenny.
Both of them are in on this.
Both of them are complicit in this. So, this woman goes out. On CNN, she gets interviewed, and the guy at CNN did actually a good job kind of pressing the issue because she tried to keep changing the subject to COVID-19. And so CNN asks her, you know, what's going on in your city? And she's like, oh, it's just like a block party. You know, it's no big deal. You know, by the end of the summer, we might, you know, have a summer of love. These are her words. The mayor of Seattle is not taking seriously what's happening on her own city. And one thing that I do have a question for this autonomous zone is what currency are they going to use? Are they using the dollar? I thought they were, you know what I mean? This is, these people are ordering pizza. What's autonomous about pizza? You're ordering from a capitalistic society.
Well, soy food. They need vegan food. They need vegan food. That was one of their list of demands.
Demands
when
demands
the, yeah
what the, so, what so the, the homeless so the whole right to say no, demands
so here's the deal, so let's back it up
yeah
because they have supporters So they went on Reddit and created their, every day they go on Reddit and give a list of supplies they need and people actually bring it. One of them is, we invited the homeless people in and they raided all our food day one. So they're like, bring vegan food. Okay, Seattle got taken over by a bunch of vegans, number one. Okay, not that I was a vegan, but Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. go ahead.
Then Roz Simone, this freaking dumb, he's a shitty rapper. He's the warlord. They're playing like fucking World of War. They're playing WoW, basically. No, Tim, you know what I mean?
You know what Chazistan has turned into? It's become Lord of the Flies. Literally. This is Lord of the Flies happening in the streets of Seattle.
What's happening is he is now judge, juror, and police. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he
unelected.
Somebody stole shit. He was chasing him through Chazistan, right? He was chasing him through. They got it. Dude, he's opening everything. And the guy's like, I didn't steal anything. And he's doing basically illegal search and seizure. Everything they hate, he's doing to these people.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this. And, you know, our buddy Jack, man, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, from OAN. This guy's a troll. He's got people in there, and they're videoing this crap. And the crap that's coming out of that, I saw a video today. This is the best one.
You got it.
This guy goes into his car. The windows are all busting open. They fucking raided his car, stole his keys. He's screaming, what are you guys doing to me? I lost. Give me my keys back. You're stealing it. Call the cops. Oh, cops ain't allowed in there, homie.
Yeah.
So the guy's asking for the cops to be called. I mean, dude, they haven't showered. The businesses apparently
are they pooping?
Like, dude, this is the city of Seattle Lord is going to have to quarantine itself from hepatitis C. They're going to create a new strain of hepatitis.
Dude, it's pathetic.
And you know that mayor went into that fucking thing. She went into that autonomous zone and walked around. She goes, oh, look, they're building a garden. They're such nice people.
And she's worried about
and
COVID.
And Trump. Please. Oh, my God. And Trump fucking blasted her. And she responds back, shut up. You don't know how to be a president. You know, need to learn democracy. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, look, he's letting this go on. This is my theory. He's letting everybody see how crazy this is what you're going to elect, because he's building his campaign off this right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is what he's running on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They're going to say 115 dead, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. This is what you're getting if you elect Joe Biden. Because when people go, oh, no, Joe Biden. No. Joe Biden has to placate to these people to get these votes. So this is what you're getting. And when he gets elected and they impeach him for being a pedophile and all this other shit and the extremists, whoever he picks,
here's one shit. Thing I'll say about, and again, the mayor, they are, and I'm going to show you video. Tim sent me a video of all these mayors across all these cities, you know, minority females who, oh my God, I'm not going to jump there yet. But so this autonomous society happening under the watch of a Democratic mayor, why didn't these people go out in the middle of nowhere and start the revolution there? Build your perfect society there. You know why? Because socialism is cancer. It's a leech that sucks the blood from its host. This is what cancer, right, is. It's eating its host. And this is what people, that's why they're ordering Uber Eats. They're living off of capitalism while they try to invent their society. It's like, no, bro, there's nothing autonomous about this. And again, within 24 hours, they have a tyrannical leader, like Tim just said. And the first tyrannical leader that they had stepped down after some sexual allegations. Again, it's Lord of the Flies there. Now, there's a guy.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. What I had to find funny about this, and when you mentioned Lord of the Flies, these fuckers are going on Reddit complaining about this guy. Like, we didn't elect this guy. We don't like him. Somebody needs to tell him to leave. Like, there's Reddit threads on this shit.
Yeah,
they're all imploding on each other, man. This is.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
I know.
That's how that works. You tell a tyrant, oh, no one likes you, go away, and they go away, because that's how that works.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Idiots. You fucking idiots.
So I'm going to show you something cold here that happened, okay? And again, this is the first few days. A guy stands in the middle of the crowd, and I'm going to let you hear what he says. And the fact that nobody booed him or nobody said, what the hell, to me shows the level of ignorance happening here and the quality of people who are at these places.
Okay. I want you to find by the time you leave this autonomous zone, I want you to give $10 to one African American person from this autonomous zone. And if you find that's difficult, if you find it's hard for you to give $10 to people of color, to black people especially, you have to think really critically about, in the future, are you gonna actually give up power and land and capital when you have it? If you have a hard time giving up $10, you gotta think about,
there's
really
a lot of silent clapping, by the way, that you're not noticing.
Are you really down with the movement?
They're just clapping in the air. But again, this guy is asking everybody to give $10. And basically, he's saying, hey, put your money where your mouth is. Now, like I think, was it Jeremy who was saying, or Tim, you know, they declare themselves a separate nation, which means that they're basically forfeiting their citizenship to the United States, which means that they're going to lose their constitutional rights. Now, if you're claiming territory on U.S. soil and you're not a U.S. citizen, which is what these people have basically done, this is an act of war, right? Let's follow logic. And Trump has every right to use the military force against a hostile enemy combatant armed with AR-15s, because they're armed, dude, to the teeth with AR-15s. These idiots don't realize that they're also forfeiting their right to vote. You see, they have, there's no logic in what they're doing. It's just the feel-good summer of love mentality, like the mayor says. Bunch of idiots. Now, Ted Cruz is, I don't know, Ted Cruz is on a different level. I think what Trump did to Ted Cruz is he let him out, and now he's just trolling, dude. This is the the senator of Texas, dude. And I'm going to show you this video where he tweets out an episode of South Park that predicted this whole Chaz shit. It's freaking funny how life imitates art.
We don't need corporations. We don't need money. This can become a commune where everyone just helps each other. Yeah, we'll have one guy who makes bread, and one guy who looks out for other people's safety.
You mean like a baker and a cop?
No, can't you imagine a place where people live together and, like, provide services for each other in exchange for their services?
Yeah, it's called a town.
You kids just haven't been to college yet. But just you wait. This thing is about to get huge.
That is genius, man. Again, this is an episode of South Park from, I don't know how long ago, but I mean, again, this is exactly what's happening at the autonomous zone. People with high expectations, but they don't have toilets, dude.
Well, so I guess one of my questions is that at some point America is going to get tired of this bullshit. And what we need to do is just come into Seattle with the National Guard, the Army, whatever you want to call, and just basically on all these entrances into the Chaz, you just put military presence in front of each one of them and say, all right, here's the deal. You are now inside a foreign country. You can't come out, and you can't come in. So when they try to order food in, guess what? You can't get past the military blockade. And if they want to go into Chaz, if Uber Eats shows up and says, well, I have a delivery to make in there, you just tell them, all right, well, here's the deal. Once you go in there, you're not coming back out. Guess how quickly food service into Chaz is going to stop happening.
Exactly.
Supplies are going to stop happening. Toilet paper is going to stop showing up. Food is going to stop showing up. Guess what, guys? This is the shithole you built. This is a shithole you get to live in. And none of us feel sorry for you. You brought this all upon yourselves. And this is the best way for these assholes, these self-entitled assholes, to learn the lesson of, you know what? Maybe we really do need to think about what we want before just jumping off the deep end and assuming that everything's going to work out great for us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What's going to happen is, you know, like when... like something is just like, you know, like a parent, like when you just see like the kid just like, meh, 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 you're just like, whatever. And then like, can you just fucking deal with that? And then like, you know, when the father gets up and he's like, all right, now I got up and I'm just going to, that's what Trump is doing, right? He's like, I got other things to fix right now than six blocks of Seattle. Yep. I'm going to let this go on until a certain point, and then I'm just going to lay down the law because you're helping my case right now. You know what I mean? You're proving to the world that this is what Joe Biden's not condemning this.
No.
He's not saying nothing about this. So this is a bad message.
Yep.
And he's allowing the world, the country, to see all this hate and all this chaos, defunding police and everything. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. I don't want to get into that topic, but just all these things. And this is a perfect example of what you get when you have quote unquote progressive Democrats. Mm-hmm. The quote unquote progressive Democrats are in all these states and cities that are having these issues.
Right.
So he's just letting it go because when people go, "What are you doing? You're helping me win the election." Because if somebody is going to go, "Do you want tyranny or do you want freedom?" Mm-hmm. It's not red or blue. It's, do you want freedom or do you want tyranny? That's what this election comes down to.
Yep.
Do you want the good life or do you want this? Because this is what this is going to come into.
Right. And the longer,
plain and simple,
the longer that, and I think it's probably a good idea. The longer that Trump stays out of it, the more that area is going to degrade, the more the people living there are going to realize, you know what, this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And
just like what happened in Philadelphia.
So yeah, if he just lets it go, let Seattle turn into a bigger shithole than it already was. Just let it degrade and degrade and degrade until the point where it just collapses upon itself. And then the remaining people are going to realize, oh, gee, maybe these governors and these mayors and these city council people that we're electing really don't know what in the hell they're talking about, don't know what they're doing, and they're destroying our city and our state. You know, if they want to do that.
That's what he's letting them do.
Yeah, and exactly. And so, you know, is that the best way to handle it, I guess, would be my question, right?
Well,
do you let them dig their own graves?
You know why? Because if he does anything, the media is all of a sudden going to say he's unleashing the military on U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of what they're actually saying. They're Chazanites.
No, hold on. You got to remember, he's going up against he's going up against every news network that will spin it in a very horrible way.
And they do.
So what he's got to do is let it degrade, let the OANs and the Foxes keep going, hit them hard, and in his press conferences every day, fucking just keep hammering him. So people go, what is he talking about? When he looks and they go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's what that's the game he's playing. He is letting the country and the world see what will happen if you don't elect me. And you know what? If he doesn't win and all these cities go to shit because these progress, good. I would rather see this country go to shit and with him not getting elected. Sorry. You can't fix it.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Look,
it's going to happen one way or another if he doesn't get elected. This is our future.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know,
there's only one thing you could do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they are destroying everything, too. And that leads us into the next topic on the destruction of property, the destruction of history, the rewriting of history that's happening. There was a quote, and I'm sorry, I don't know who said this, but it's so true. And it is this: for socialists, the future is known. It's the past that keeps changing. And why would you want to change the past, right? Why are these people so convinced? Because that's what they're doing. They're going out there destroying statues, bringing a lot of things down, destroying buildings. Why would they want to do this, right? Because they're ashamed of their history, the Democratic Party is. And this is what they're trying to do because it's easier. When people forget their history, it's easy to manipulate them and to mold them how you want. And so that's why you see, we're starting to see this tearing down of statues. Now, I'm going to show you a few of them that have been destroyed. Here's the first one. This is the Christopher Columbus statue in Minnesota is being brought down. And people are celebrating. Okay? This is the first one. I'm going to show another one because I'm not just saying this. This is what's happening across the country. Here's another one.
Wait, Riders, before you go on the next one.
Yep.
Who tore it down? Was it just a bunch of people tied it to the back of a truck and pulled it over?
Yep. Exactly what they did.
Okay.
Because, remember that there was some political person or whatever explained people, when that whole Washington Monument, you're like, oh, you need this big a rope and all these people. They were telling them how to pull down statues on Twitter.
And so that's what's happening.
I'm sure there's a lot of people about to get arrested soon.
I'm just showing this because we need to see this, what's going on across the country. And it's not just one city. It's not just one state. It's not You know, this is happening everywhere. Here's the next example.
It's happening in the world.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, the rioters start defacing the statue of Matthias Baldwin, an early abolitionist who fought against slavery 30 years before it ended. But statues are bad, and let's erase history. Because again, why would they erase or try to deface the statue of an abolitionist? Because the Democratic Party and the socialists are ashamed of their past, and this is what they're trying to get rid of. I'm heading to there. Here's one that really pisses me off. This is a statue of Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers. It was torn down at a high school in Portland. Again, another city across, you know, on the other side of the country. And it's been defaced, and they called him a slave owner.
Okay.
Again, here's the third one. And I'm going to talk about this one a little bit longer. This has happened in Virginia. Now, you're seeing here two angles for the listener. It's a bunch of people have climbed up onto where this statue is at, and they bring it down. Now, as the statue comes down, it falls on top of somebody, and I guess the guy's in critical condition.
I bet, man. Those things are solid stone or metal.
Darwin got one.
On top of his head. You'll see him here go down. Boom. Just knocked him out. Now, the crowd starts screaming because of they're horrified by what they're just seeing. The guy's probably bleeding. His face is probably caved in. It falls right on top of his head, dude. Not and just...
I don't feel bad.
I'm going to talk about this, all right? I want to talk about the destruction of history that is happening all across the country, as I've shown you, which I consider is far worse and more damaging than riots and buildings burning. Because when I see these people mindlessly destroying statues, I can't help but think the level of narcissism displayed by these history deniers is angering, and their ignorance is palpable. In their minds, they know better than the wise and courageous people who came before them. These intellectual midgets that deny history sit on top of a hill built by men who struggled and grappled with the great ideas, challenges, and questions of their time. Yet these imbeciles out there destroying statues, instead of understanding the struggle that it took to get to where we are today, they scoff at the blemishes of great historical figures. They pose for selfies on top of this hill while they admire their own reflection and venerate their imperfections proudly. They pretend that the knowledge they enjoy was obtained by their own wisdom through their own merits, as if they single-handedly arrived to this enlightenment themselves. One thing to consider is this: we reward people for the achievements they acquire on the goals that they set for themselves. How silly would it be for a successful engineer, surgeon, or scientist to look back at his early diplomas and belittle those milestones? Our statues, similar to those diplomas, serve a purpose. It is to remember where we came from, to never forget the struggles, and to motivate us to keep moving forward. But more importantly, it is to show the world watching that it is possible to achieve greatness regardless of your history. But just like that guy who you saw getting knocked out by history's statue at the hands of a careless and self-righteous mob, history will repeat itself. And if the past has taught us anything, it is this: every society that has forgotten or ignored yesterday's warnings will not survive the weight of history falling on their heads. And many will suffer because of this ingratitude. And as far as the imperfections of people in history, I'll say this. And Dennis Prager says this all the time: people should be judged by the standards of the time that they lived in. But it's too much to ask for these stage one thinkers. One day, people who eat meat today will be looked at as barbaric by future generations who would have acquired a method to provide nutrients by some synthetic process. How unfair would it be that we be judged by that future standard. This is why I say we need to fight against those who want to erase America's history, because we need to remember where we came from as a country. And this is why this is angering, and this is why it's an important topic, because we can. Some people look at this and like, oh, it's just a fucking statue. No, dude. No, because the Democrats are going to use this as a way to tell people what racist past did we have? Oh, Democratic Party. What? This is how they erase history, dude. And this is how they were able to remove what the blemishes that they have. Go ahead, Tim.
So there's two couple things. One, Nancy Pelosi has a bill on the floor that she wants to remove all the Confederate statues from Washington, you know, from the state capitol.
Right.
That's funny. Why? All of a sudden now it's bad. Oh, okay. It's starting to come out.
This is their party.
Two, with them rewriting history, man, you're going to be really, your asshole is going to be puckered on this one. Boston, they want to take down the Abe Lincoln statue.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you, there will be these people will be voted out of every fucking office. I promise you, I will be on those front lines, because those are the founding fathers, man. And to take that away from the American history, again, who says this? Trump tweeted it. Those that deny their history are doomed to repeat it. This is a very pertinent quote in modern times. And Trump just tweeted that. And I was like, hell yeah, like that shit. Because let's think about this, dude. Is every historical figure a perfect human being? No, they all have blemishes in their history, in their past. They weren't perfect human beings, and that's okay, right? I remember one of our first shows, we had this conversation. Think of Martin Luther King, right? Martin Luther King was a great civil rights leader who was very important for the time that he lived in. Now, Martin Luther King was not faithful to his wife. He was not a perfect man. Now, what if women who say, you know, women who are oppressed come out and say, well, you know what? He wasn't a perfect human being. Let's destroy his statue. Okay. This is the path that this leads to. And this is why I say we cannot allow this. And like you, Tim, when that shit hit his head, hell yeah, dude, you're stupid. You know what I mean?
Oh, I watched it like five times. I'm not going to lie. I watched it like four or five times, because I was like, this makes my day. When people go, well, you're sick for thinking that. No, they're sick for that. Because you know what? There's a time and place. Okay, if you want the statue gone, create a petition, explain why. But listen to the counterpoints, why they're up there. Well, he just symbolized it.
Yeah.
The Confederate Union or the Confederate Army, whatever you want to call them, I'm not a big proponent of them, right? But they what these guys are doing right now is exactly what the South did. You know what I mean?
So to understand why those statues were built, you got to understand that when the South lost, there were a lot of people. How do you unite the country? Those generals for the South were very respected across the South. And Lincoln could have put all of them in jail, but he didn't. He put them, you know, in prominent places because he said, we have to heal the country. But these history deniers up there throwing that, they don't understand that past. Now
they don't understand it.
They act like as if the black man is without sin. Okay. And we can get into the whole Africa where you think slaves were just hopping on boats themselves and getting, no, it was other Africans who were abducting them and selling them. Now, I believe Thomas Sowell tweeted out this perfect quote. And it's again, pertinent for this time. And he said, have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, while other people are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing today? And this is, we are living this right now, because we want to blame all white people for the sins of the past, but yet we don't want to look at black culture and at certain things that are happening today that are damaging people today that no white man made you do, right? And so and Thomas Sowell just happens to be black, but he says this and it's very important. Again, Africans sold slaves. Do they have to pay back for that sin, right? Do we go back the lineage and find out who was the one selling? America wasn't the only country with slaves either, right? Every country in the world was doing this. However, it's the only country that fought a civil war where many white men died to end it. So, you know what I mean? Like, people are devoid of knowledge of history. They just say certain things. Yeah, Confederates were bad. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Let's get rid of it. Yet they don't understand that it was his words that paved the way to the freedom of minorities and to create the greatest society on earth, in the history of earth. But no, we're just going to ignore that because we came to this enlightenment ourselves. This knowledge was idiots, dude. Fucking idiots. Anyway.
I mean, when you don't get taught the facts and you get taught a skewed view, right? I don't want to say it's a skewed view, but when you get it's a different side of the story, but none of us were there. None of us lived in these times. Nobody knew what it was. You can look at every single person. Okay, so do we get rid of the Muslim religion because whatchamacallit? He owned slaves. He owned, you know, he murdered people, and he was a bad dude. What the fuck is the Muslim leader?
Muhammad
owned. You know, you can look at anybody back when and any time and girls. Look at what they did.
He was a pedophile.
Yeah, the Romans. They fucked little boys. No bullshit. Like they fucked little boys back in the in the BC. You know what I mean? Are we gonna get rid of all Julius Caesar statues?
Let's go to the Italian.
No, they're part of history.
Thank you.
Look at the Egyptians. The Egyptians weren't. You know, they were fucked up people. But you, like everybody, every
you know who destroys statues, Tim? You know who destroys statues? Freaking ISIS. The left is the ISIS of the West. Because that's what ISIS was doing when they were go conquer cities, destroy all the history, all the statues. That's what they would do.
Yeah, this is the ISIS of they're saying this way. What they're doing is exactly the ISIS handbook. So that's why they're like these guys are trained.
Yeah,
and all these stories coming out, like some of these guys being trained with ISIS in the Middle East, and they have videos of people holding Antifa flags and everything. Everybody thinks this is a conspiracy theory. This ain't conspiracy theory, guys. This is real. And if you think that this is anti-fascism, get the fuck out of here. Not some like random nutsack called himself warlord. Okay. No voting, no nothing. This is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. I don't want it. And I will fight for it to not happen. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If a war started tomorrow, guess what? I will sign up and run into that motherfucker, Leroy Jenkins style.
We're gonna have
Leroy Jenkins.
We're gonna have to. All right.
But what I love is in Philly. What I love in Philly, because they were talking about taking down Christopher Columbus statues. What I love about that, they are doing like 24/7 watches in Philly.
Good.
So they don't touch that statue. And it's the same fish. It's the same fisherman's, man. And everyone's like, oh, you know, he was he killed people. And the guy had a great answer. He goes, they were all savages back then.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, they were conquerors.
Yeah.
How did you take over land? Yeah. I'm not saying for back then, that's the way they were. Now, if somebody comes into your house, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot them.
Right.
Right. They didn't have the weapons they have. But everybody killed each other back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, the Spaniards, you know, if you really want to go into deep history, I mean, the Spaniards did. You might as well cancel Mexico because the Spaniards destroyed all the Native Americans there, the Aztecs, the Mayas, the Incas. Might as well kiss Mexico and half of South America goodbye.
But here's the thing that people don't mention. And this is why, you know, when the Native Americans, they complain about Columbus and how he was the one who ended. No, dude. Your tribes were killing each other before before the Spaniards got here.
Yeah.
They weren't singing Kumbaya, hugging each other. They were savages. They were fucking, what is that called? Scalping each other. So spare me of this idea that they were living peacefully. They were not fucking living peacefully. They were killing each other and they were willing to trade gold for weapons to kill each other. The fuck out of here. Dude, I'm so angry at the ignorance of history when people talk like this because you don't understand it. You need to judge people by the standards of the time that they lived in. This is a brilliant way to approach history because guess what? Tomorrow, somebody will judge you by their future standards, and that's not fair. All right. Moving on. If women ruled the world, I remember this quote from a crazy woman celebrity who won. This was during the Iraq War. This is years ago. And I forget who it was. It was either, what's her name? Barbara Streisand, one of these actresses. And she comes out and she says this: if women ruled the world, there would be no wars. And so when Tim sends me this video of four mayors of cities across right now that have the worst protests and riots, okay, they go out on CNN and they talk, and they all happen to be minority women, black women. And again, they're running the cities that are losing control. Now, they're about to lose control of their cities. These women have done more damage to the idea of giving women power more than any male chauvinist could have dreamed of, because they're losing control of their cities.
I have a funny feeling that each one of us knows what it's like to be at times feeling powerless and knowing the importance of speaking truth to power. But here you are, all each in a position of power, and I can't wait to hear you speak tonight to the nation.
There's clearly a bigger conversation that has to be had across this country, because we are not in a post-racial society.
And you know why their words are empty? Because they talk about the oppression of black people. And here are five black women who are in prominent positions, even the host. And you want to paint America as worse than what world are you living in? Women? This is what mayors are these from
Chicago,
Atlanta, DC,
San Francisco, DC,
yeah,
and Atlanta.
So
you heard the argument with the mayor of Chicago when she was talking to her alderman or something like that. And the guy's like, "We're losing control of our city. I got people in my blocks killing each other. What are you gonna do?" And she's like, "Ah, oh, you're full of shit. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, this was woman right here from Chicago.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Lightfoot.
Oh, my God.
Beetlejuice. Beautiful Lightjuice. Oh, God. Yeah, this woman. I'm not going to go into that. Now, as I was researching this, because I went out and looked, I'm like, who said this? And I really wanted to find this quote. And I found this. This is so hilarious, dude. Because somebody asked this question on Quora. You know, it says, is this perception very accurate? If women ruled the world, there'd be no wars. So as I'm scrolling here, I go down to this thing. it's a made up scenario that just freaking made me laugh. And I'm going to read it to you guys because it's worth reading it. Right. So picture this: Sweden and Denmark are meeting for coffee at Denmark's place. There, it's a chit chat, a few bites from the Danish, but not too much. You never eat the whole thing. Right. There's awkward silence. Denmark. What is it? Sweden. What? Come on. I know you, Sweden. Oh, it's nothing. Denmark, silence. Sweden, well, I wasn't going to say anything, and you didn't hear this from me? Denmark, oh, of course. Sweden, okay, well, I overheard Germany tell Norway that your ass looked huge in that gray suit. Denmark, that bitch. And then there's a picture of a nuclear... I was cracking up at this. The whole thing is absurd about this idea. But this is how stage one thinking works and how the left works. No women, in their mind, no women have ruled the world. Therefore, we can just make shit up without taking into account reality. Right? I grew up with six sisters and my nieces. And I saw my sisters freaking pulling each other, dragging each other across the room by the hair. When I heard that quote, I was like, what? This is made up realities, man. Anyways, I just wanted to share that. Now, COVID is back.
Who?
Right? COVID. COVID-19.
COVID?
Yeah, we had... Remember
Wuhan virus. The China virus. I was confused. The China virus. Gotcha.
So they put it on pause, right? The news just went on pause. They're like, oh, yeah, let's let the riots go. And let's let this go. We're going to ignore, you know, COVID-19 or the Wuhan virus for a while. But as the riots start dying down and Trump now announced that he wants to start his rallies. Oh, shit, it's back. And guess what? De Blasio, because you guys remember, we talked about this. They started this what are called contract tracers, people who are going to go down and check and see how many people you got into contact with and then warn those people and let them know that, hey, you could potentially have coronavirus because this person had coronavirus. These are contact tracers. Who knows what else they're doing? But here's de Blasio tells COVID contract tracers not to ask people who test positive for COVID if they attended a BLM protest. Why? Why does he want this information? Because guess what? All these spikes that you're going to see that are going to come because they're happening already. Arizona is now the leading one that's, you know, increasing because of supposedly whatever they didn't social distance lies. Democrats, dude, are lying. And this is why I said from the beginning, we're being lied to about this. And this proves it, because why would you not want that statistic, Mayor de Blasio? Why?
And he's a piece.
Yeah, go ahead. He's a piece of shit. Yeah, you're right.
He's a piece of shit. You want to know why he's a piece of shit? You know what he did today, too? As everybody's protesting in the city and fucking destroying shit, okay, he goes and he actually went out and protested, too. Okay, and he got booed. That was great. Then, you know what he did in a Jewish community at their park? He welded the gate shut so they can't go to the park. In this Jewish community, in Brooklyn, he welded the fucking gate shut.
Unbelievable.
Eventually, he did that this morning. Dude, the people came today. They were like, fuck this shit. They cut the bolts and they.
Yeah.
All these mayors and governors of these radically ran cities and states are about to lose it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why, even in Texas, okay. It goes back to the last step. I know de Blasio and the contact tracers, but in Texas, they wanted to go just take over the Alamo.
Oh yeah. I heard that. Yeah.
And dude, the Texas Rangers and they were like, no, you come near it, you will die.
You want to bring,
you know, basically.
You want to bring a cause that will unite the country? Try that. I promise that people, again, there's a silent majority, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to get there. But before we do, staying in the New York area, Governor Cuomo is pretending like the protest don't speed COVID, but going to restaurant does. And I'm going to show you here. And unfortunately, this is probably very small, but let me increase the size of this because there's the tell of two tweets. Okay. And I'm going to read to you the first one. And here's where he's talking about the violations that are happening because of restaurants. We've received 25,000 complaints of reopening violations. Bars or restaurants that violate the law can lose their liquor license. People with open containers in the street can be fined. Police and protesters not wearing masks can be fined. Local government must enforce the law. Okay, and then he says the violating complaints are predominantly from Manhattan and the Hamptons. Lots of violations of social distancing, parties in the streets, restaurants and bars ignoring laws. Enforce the law or there will be state action, right? This is what he said about people who were going to restaurants and eating. And this is the protest that happened at the Capitol. And he didn't say anything about this.
No, that was in Brooklyn. That was in Brooklyn.
But again, it's in his state. And what did he did he say anything about this? Silence.
Nope.
So this is how we know we're being lied to, because that's why I don't believe all their statistics that they were coming out with. They're saying that I don't think New York had that many people, dude. These motherfuckers lied to us. They lied because now they're trying to manipulate that data and they're saying, hey, you know what? Don't ask people if they went to the protest. Why not? Why? And again, another reason, evidence that we were lied to. Here's a great video. And this is in New York, okay? Wait, hold on. Let me see. I think this is in New York. Don't quote me on that. But this is somewhere. God damn it. I wish I knew where it was. I don't know where this is, so don't quote me. But so this is somewhere in a medical staff, basically. And what they're doing is they're protesting for the Black Lives Matter, right? So they've joined all this. They're outside the hospital, and they're supporting BLM. And then somebody comes and asks them this question. I'm going to let you hear it.
Black Lives Matter or just some Black Lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they, medical people? Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
And he makes a perfect point, man, because black lives don't matter if they're babies. That's what he said. And they're all crickets from the medical staff. Yeah. Why are they out there protesting? I thought they said that.
I would have went back inside. Like, oh, fuck. I got to go back and do my job.
Well, we never would have been out there in the first place because we know it's a bunch of bullshit.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, that's a mic drop right there. Yeah. But I do like the first thing she did when he came up, she kneeled, put the sign right up, like, to get, like, and I'm like, what the
people are, it's absurd. Yeah. It's the woke escapades is what I got. All right. So here's another example of how the news media is trying to manipulate and control the narrative, right? This is NBC News, okay? NBC News has two posts, okay? And one of the posts is for the BLM movement, the protests, and the other one is related to the Trump rallies, okay? And I'm going to have you take a wild guess on which one they appear to be concerned about, these health experts that, you know, that spreads COVID. So I'm going to read to you the headline and then a little bit of the description. It says, rally for Black trans lives draws packed crowd to Brooklyn Museum Plaza. So what you see is a picture of just massive crowds supporting Black trans lives, right? And in the description, it says, a rally as Americans come together at Black Lives Matter protests around the country, activists have also put a lens on the lives of Black trans people, right? Okay. And if you look at this, June 14th at 4:50 p.m., NBC News, okay? The same goddamn day, 2 hours later, President Trump plans to rally his supporters next Saturday for the first time since most of the country was shuttered by the coronavirus. But health experts are questioning the decision. This is the hypocrisy. This is what conservatives have to fight, is a lying media. Is a manipulative. They're controlling the narrative. And the fact that they don't mention anything about coronavirus concerning any of the health experts should tell us that we are being fucking lied to. And everybody should be angry.
What I find funny about this, and I was texting you earlier, I didn't bookmark it, but somebody published an article saying, like, the reason why COVID's really not that big a deal at protests because you're outside and, you know, it goes into the air and it, you know,
my dude,
your likeliness of not.
Do you remember the guy in the middle of the fucking ocean and they went and arrested
him? Oh, my God. They fucking arrested him.
And everybody's like, yeah, well, he's out. He's OK.
He's out. He can't be out. Oh, my God. You got to stay home and you can't surf and you're in the middle of the ocean with nobody there. And you're going to spread coronavirus to the fish.
Yeah. And you know what? This is how I know that conservatives are not buying this. Because almost a million ticket requests for Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay? Law-abiding citizens have been waiting patiently for 3 months during this whole COVID shit and this protest shit that just happened. And if his crowds, and this is what I told you, if his crowds were massive before, they're about to get bigger. Because there are people out there who are just angry at the lies that we have had to tolerate for the last 3 months, being locked up inside. And clearly, the news media is manipulating this, and they're trying to control the narrative. Trump rally's bad. Protests for Black trans lives, good. Okay.
Yeah, they are pushing a very big narrative. They thought he was going to cower. They honestly, you know what they really thought he, no. You know what they thought he was going to do? And that was going to be the gotcha?
What?
They thought he was going to declare martial law.
Yeah, he.
They were hoping for with all he just that's why the Insurrection Act. Just like he said when I was going to quarantine the East Coast. Oh, you can't. And then all of a sudden we don't need 30,000 ventilators. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Things change after he threatened. So he throws those jabs out there just to get people riled up. Mm-hmm. But what is really going on? Economy's opening. Things are, you know, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's spikes, you know, the virus ain't going anywhere. So right. If everybody goes back home for another 3 months, guess what? It's still going to be here in 3 months from now.
Yeah.
It's going to be here.
Going to be here for years.
So like it's not said. Going anywhere.
Going to be here for years, like yeah. Jeremy said.
Still be smart. But one of the things, so as we talk COVID, okay, because I went to San Diego this weekend. Okay. Went to San Diego this weekend. You want to know how stupid people in California are, these lawmakers, these geniuses, okay?
What happened?
Okay. San Diego, no mask law. Okay, good. I don't have to wear a mask in the street, thank God. Okay? You go to a restaurant. You sit on the line. You don't got to wear a mask, right? Because you got to sit on line for a wait. Mm-hmm. When you get up there, you don't got to, when you're talking to the girl, no good. You don't need a mask. The minute you walk into the restaurant to go to your seat, you have to put your mask on, okay? To walk through the bar to get to your seat. Yeah. But once you get to your seat, you can take your mask off.
There's okay? no logic.
But hold on. If I got to take a piss, or go, if anybody needs to use the restroom, you have to put your mask back on to walk to the bathroom, and then you can take it off while you're in the bathroom, okay? Now, this one is the kick in the pee-pee, okay? This is the one that's the big kick in the dick. If I'm at my seat and I stand up, I have to put my mask on. Even though I'm at my table, I have to put my mask on. Standing up, oh, bad idea. I'm thinking like, what it's the
insanity.
Fuck is going on?
It's what insanity. The fuck?
Like, these laws and these rules, every Uber you had to wear one and everything. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, these masks don't help. They've already come out. So many articles, so much shit is being buried. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw like 70 NIH scientists have been fired or arrested for, they found all these funds going to China and all these other.
Yeah, you were telling me about it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things are happening, and this is all a facade. Like, they need a distraction because media is not covering none of this shit.
Yeah.
None of it. That David Dorn, that cop that got shot and killed in St. Louis, not a peep, dude.
Right.
Not a peep. That's the shit that pisses me off.
You know what? But see, those are they're dinosaurs. The conventional news media. They're becoming dinosaurs, and what's happening is social media. That's where a lot of people are now getting their information, and this is why the social media giants have felt that they need to start censoring it because people are getting their information somewhere else. But I mean, this is it's insanity. Now, I'm gonna bring this up because. This post made me laugh, and I shared it on my Instagram. So
I hope it is what I think it is. Yeah,
so it was is it Chris Cuomo from CNN? Chris Cuomo asks where it says to somebody show him where it says protests have to be peaceful, and this guy. This guy, I'm going to let you watch it, Jeremy, and then I'll describe it for the listener. But, oh, my God, I couldn't stop. Right. I watched this thing so many times.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful. And please.
There's the First Amendment. You just got to look it up, Mr. Cuomo.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite.
So, to describe for the listener, the guy's eating dry top ramen noodle.
He's wearing a waiver packet on it. Dude, you guys
know that? He did. I did. And please,
show me where it says that protests are supposed to be peaceful. I mean, this guy's wearing a white t-shirt, like totally, like, no one hasn't had a haircut and whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
He just literally
I could not stop laughing at this thing when I saw it. I was like, this is freaking great. And the way
I was going to send that to you and I totally forgot, dude. And then you posted it. And I was like, ah.
The way that he says it, though, he's just like, it's the First Amendment. Somebody, you just got to look it up. All right. Now,
dude, his Twitter feed, his Twitter blew up from that. He's got like 100,000 followers from that video now.
He needs to continue making videos like this, just eating his dry top ramen and seasoning. It's fucking brilliant. Freaking brilliant.
Real quick.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to take you off too far off the beaten path here.
No.
But one of the things, as we talk about people getting their news sources from Twitter, Instagram, you know, people, you know, these journalists have an agenda, right? They're getting paid. You see a lot of these guerrilla journalists and just people that are giving you their own
spin. They put their own spin on it.
Their own monologue, right? I'm really glad to see a lot of people coming out with the with not the opposite, but they're coming out with the counterculture cancellation stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Where, you know, you're seeing, you know, we've been posting them on IG, a lot of these, you know, street preachers and Candace Owens and that girl, I don't know her name, that I posted that one. I don't know if you
I'm gonna show you
went
video.
Back and forth on that one.
No, I'm gonna show you those videos. Yeah. Like you said.
There's a lot
of videos. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
I'm just saying these videos, to me, it's very telling because it's coming from not an emotional standpoint. They're giving you facts.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see this, these are getting big time views. They're not getting like 3,000 views. They're getting into the millions.
30,000,
the right people are, you know, and the message is being seen. And I believe these videos, and you see it on TikTok, and I'm seeing it on Twitter and Instagram. I think people are going to be really, it's going to be a very eye-opener this, this election.
I've been following a lot of Latino Republicans who constantly post videos of other Latinos who in the last 3 months, like I'll see if I can find that video, but I'm going to show you this one first. But again, a lot of people who are saying, hey, in the last 3 months, I've noticed that the left has gone crazy. And let me show you this first video here. Vegan avocado eating toast eating lesbians.
The left has gotten so bad that vegan avocado toast eaten lesbians have left the left from 2020.
And these are this account was just created a few days ago. So this isn't people who have been posting, you know what I mean? Like for a long time, these are new people who have opened eyes. Here's another one. And now I this is the one that I sent you right before we started the show. And this one gives me hope because blacks are starting to wake up. And I believe that this is the demise of the Democratic Party. And this black woman here is very eloquent and she destroys that whole argument that liberals try to make that the parties switched. And that's why, you know, the Republican Party used to be the abolitionist of slavery party and how now the Democrats are that, which is a lot. And I'm going to play that video because, again, this is important. And she's out in the streets, out where these protesters are, and she's challenging them. And it's beautiful to watch. And you're seeing more and more of this.
I would be in the same position you're in, so I'm not even mad at you, baby. I'm feeling like fake news. This is the thing. I know people don't like Trump. I understand that. But let me tell you something. If I had to pick between him and Joe Biden, I'm not voting in Joe Biden. You want to see a bunch of black people go to jail by the next 4 years? Put Joe Biden in. Watch what happens. You want to see black men get killed substantially? Like you've never seen before? Put Joe Biden in and watch what happens. These Democrats, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm not trying to be racist, but they hate black people. These are the same people who have fought to keep slavery in. These are the same people who built the KKK. These are the same people who hated us from the beginning. The Republican Party is the party of the blacks. Blacks free, the Republican Party is the only party that the black people actually assisted in finding. But all of that history has been torn away. People say, oh, there was this big switch. There was never a big switch. The union won because we had grown in the industrial area.
era. So we were able to get trains and get supplies back to our soldiers while the Confederate was still riding horses. They were not able to get supplies back fast enough, right? So what happened was once slavery was abolished in the South, the people in the South could no longer make their money from slaves. They had to move to the North to work in the industry to produce. And so the people in the North that already had established themselves in the industry moved to the South. And so that's where it was a transfer of people coming from the South to the North and people coming from the North to the South. There was never a big switch. So the same Democrats who hated black people from the beginning are the same ones who hate us now. And they use our cause. How did Black Lives Matter turn into something about LGBTQ? When blacks really don't support that. We're conservative about that. We're really not about that. Not only that, we don't support abortion. We're about workers. This is the black culture. We ain't ever been about that. Not only that, we're not about feminism.
No, we're not.
Black women marry their husbands and respect their husbands. That's what we on. We're not on this. Oh, I do what I want. We don't do that. That's not our community, and you would understand. I know you understand what I'm saying. We don't do that. But yet these people are hijacking our movement, the Democratic Party. They're trying to hijack our stuff. No.
Again. Very eloquent. And I love her sidekick, by the way. She's awesome. She's angry and she's passionate. And I love it because I'd be the same way. And she makes a few good points here. One of them is, how did it turn into about LGBTQ? Like, because that's what's happening now. You saw the NBC post about, oh, now we have to look at the trans rights of folks. I thought this was Black Lives Matter. And another thing she says is black folks are conservative. She makes a great point there. Now, PragerU came out with a video that covered this, the whole party switch, and it's very well done. And you need to watch it if you haven't seen it. Just Google it, PragerU, what was it called, a party switch or something like that, and you'll find it. And also Dinesh D'Souza's movie, one of his movies that he came out with, covers this as well. Again, how it's a big lie that there was a switch. And here's what I had said. Once black people start seeing the light, it's over for the Democrats. This is why Democrats sell this idea about changing history, removing the evidence so that we will forget what they stood for. Because Joe Biden, up until recently, was celebrating the birthday of a member of the KKK, a former member of the KKK. Now, if this would have been Trump, you better believe the news media would have been all over him and how this proves that he's racist. And so my message to the listeners is this. This is why we need to remain eternally vigilant on this, on the erasure of history. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let these people rewrite history to lie to us that the Democratic Party are now the former Republicans of yesterday in history. No, that's a lie.
Right. And rewriting history.
They're rewriting history. Exactly.
I sent you that. It was like that meme or that video, like from the Fresh Prince. They're like, oh, Trump supporters in 2016. And it was like all the tennis balls going at Ashley's head. And, you know, the machine broke and she's trying to swing and she's afraid. And her dad pulls her in. And then it says Trump 2020. Will Smith comes out and he's sitting there swinging at all the balls, dancing. I gotta say, when I see these videos and I see everybody, you know, the Legxit and the Blexit, they didn't have this support in 2016. No. You know, you had a few. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't know. You know, you didn't hear the vocal. You know, you didn't hear the voices being heard. The King Faces didn't exist in 2016.
Brandon Tatum,
Candace Owens did, but I don't know how big it was.
No,
the Larry Elders, and then. You know, there's so many. Mm-hmm. The 17-year-old kid, the kid from Turning Point. I mean, there's a million more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is you have a lot of people. Kanye, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of people that are, you know, from the black community coming out and supporting and being vocal.
Yeah.
Right? They, you know, King Face, you know, when he's in New York, he's not speaking in, you know, Garden City in Long Island. He's talking in his area, you know what I mean? And he's going to people and he's talking. So when they want to, he's laying facts. Mm-hmm. And they're just, they step back, you know? Yeah. And he kind of schools them and gives them some knowledge. So you got the, you know, David Harris and Officer
Tatum,
you know what I mean? Like these guys are all just drop filling. And every, you know, in the comments are always like the hating, like, oh, you could stop talking now and stop getting paid. And they're like, I'm not getting paid, homie. I'm giving you the facts and reality. Like, they don't want to admit. Mm-hmm. They don't want to. This is beautiful. And you see more of it. You send me stuff all the time of, you know, people say, I'm out. You know what I mean? Yep. From, you know, Hispanics to LGBT communities. And then
there was a Rasmussen poll. I think there was a Rasmussen. One of those pollsters came out and said that there was 44% support for Trump in the Black community right now, today. 44%.
Yeah.
Dude.
Today?
Yeah.
You're talking like May of 2020 or June of 2020?
Yeah, this year. Yeah. In the last few days.
That's good.
Dude, I'm telling you, if that pans out, because Democrats have been getting 90-some percent of the Black vote for years. And again, this is why I say, if they lose the Black vote, it's the end of the Democratic Party. They're going to have to change their platform, which is, to me, I think, like I always say, this is the night is darkest right before the dawn, but the dawn is coming. It's coming. And for any listener out there who might be, you know, feel anxious or, you know, have this gloom and doom view of the world, I don't share that. You know, I think the country is about to make a turn in the right direction. I see it as divine providence. There's a book that Michael Medved came out with, and if you haven't read it, it's a really good book that talks about every major point in the history of this country. There has been certain things that happen where it looks like it's the end, and yet something happens and the country comes out stronger than before. And I think this is one of those. I think this is waking up a lot of people because I see it on TikTok. I know Tim, you don't like TikTok, but I'm on TikTok and I see video after video after video of young minority kids, of young kids who are now posting this stuff, who are being vocal, and they're saying, I support Trump. And it gives me hope. And I, like I said, I think we need to remain eternally vigilant on this because this is how we're going to be able to save this country from the grasps of these leftists who want to bring on communism.
But everybody has knowledge in their pocket now. There's no reason not to be educated in anything.
Yep.
Because there's all out there.
Yep.
So the younger generation, they all have phones. When people say they're not educated, no, they're educated. You know what I mean? They know how to research and read, you know, things that people say they don't.
I question that. The information is available to them, whether they know how to get it or whether it's being hidden from them based on where they're going to get it in the first place, right? Like the social media censorship, right?
Yep.
A lot of these younger kids, that's where they get their news. And if Facebook and Google and whoever else is going to be blocking certain points of view, they will never get exposed to that point of view. Never.
Yep,
but you can fact check. You can, if you're not concerned about, if you're not sure about something, you can look it up. You know what I mean? If somebody posts a comment and you go, well, what's this? You can go look up and see what the you know, some of these amendments are or some of these things that people say, because people throw out terms and a lot of people do not read. You know what I mean?
So to me, that kid who did that whole, that comedy, man, that's funny. And people watch that and then they'll look it up and they're like, yeah, it's funny, but it has a layer of truth to it. And to me, that video has been shared millions of times by this point. And it just came out maybe a day ago. And I'm telling you, that has probably been disseminated, but it's through comedy that sometimes people can say the truth. But then people can go out and research it. And hopefully they are. I have hope that this younger generation is turning against, they're rebelling against what their teachers, all these socialist teachers who have inculcated their minds for years, they're rebelling against that. And I hope that we will see that reflected on this election. All right, we'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms that are trying to censor us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Bye.